Jai Radha Madhava Kunji Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunji Bihari Jai Gopi Janaballabha Girivaradhani Yasudanandana Braja Janarandana Yasudanandana Braja Janarandana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Ramarava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Shri Prabhupada Pribhaja Kacharya Shri Prabhupada Shri Shri Mare Shri Bhaknanda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jnananta Kavdi Vaishnavinda Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Dain Jai Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhu Nityananda Shri Bhakti Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Chama Kadra Hakun Giri Gaur Dham Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Nabhati Dham Ki Nuramaniti Dham Ki All Glory Samdhuti All Glory Samdhuti All glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Upamanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sasatim dasam Tato jayamudiraya Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8, verse 35. Naham Bhakshitavanamba. Naham Bhakshitavanamba. Sarve Nitya Vishamshina. Sarve Nitya Vishamshina. Yadisa Satya Girasthahi. Yadi Satya Girasthahi. Samaksham Pashame Mukham. Samaksham Pashame Mukham. Naham Bhakshi Pravananda. Sarve Nitya Vishamsana. Yadi Satya Girasthahi. Samaksham Pashame Mukham. Naham Bhakshitavanamba. Sarve Nitya Vishamsana. Yadi Satya Girasthahi. Samaksham Pashame Mukham. Okay,
will read the translations. We'll do the words for this one. Na, not. Aham, I. Bhakshi Tavan, have eaten dirt. Amba, my dear mother. Savi, all of them. Nitya Abhi Shamsana. All liars simply complaining against me. So that you may chastise me. Yadi, if it is actually a fact, Satya Gira, that they have spoken the truth, Tahi, then, Samaksham, directly, Pasha, see, me, my, Mukham, mouth. Translation, Lord Krishna replied, my dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think they are being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it. Purport. Krishna presented himself as an innocent child to increase the transcendental ecstasy of maternal affection, as described in the Shastra. Tadana bhaya mityoktir vatsa rasa poshita. This means that sometimes a small child speaks lies. For example, he may have stolen something or eaten something and yet deny that he has done so. We ordinarily see this in the material world, but in relation to Krishna it is different. Such activities are meant to endow the devotee with transcendental ecstasy. The Supreme Personality of God was playing as a liar and accusing all the other devotees of being liars. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.11, Krita Punya Punda. A devotee may attain such an ecstatic position after many, many births of devotional service. Persons who have amassed the results of vast amount of pious activities can attain the stage of associating with Krishna and playing with him like an ordinary playmate, like ordinary playmates. One should not consider these transactions of transcendental service to be untruthful accusations. One should never accuse such devotees of being ordinary boys speaking lies, for they attain the stage of associating with Krishna by great austerities. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. Lady Yasoda challenged Krishna, if you have not eaten earth, then open your mouth wide. When challenged by his mother in this way, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, to exhibit pastimes like a human child, opened his mouth. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is full of all opulences, did not disturb his mother's parental affection, his opulence was automatically displayed. For Krishna's opulence is never lost at any stage, but is manifest at the proper time. Purport. Without disturbing the ecstasy of his mother's affection, Krishna opened his mouth and displayed his own natural opulences. When a person is given varieties of food, there may be 101 varieties, but if one likes ordinary shock, spinach, he prefers to eat that. Similarly, although Krishna was full of opulence, now, by the order of Mother Yasoda, he opened wide his mouth like a human child and did not neglect the transcendental humor of maternal affection. Fayam Rupa Gram Mahyam Dadati Sapadanti Kam Bandiham Shigaro Shiju Tabatakamalam Shiguru Vaishnavam Sashi Rupam Sagudatam Sahagana Vaganatam Mitandam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shirara Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shivishakam Mitam Chai Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kantara Kantara Mospite Dr. Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vindavani Shri Vishabhanusate Devi Panamami Hari Priye Panchakalpaduru Vrishcha Kipasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhavaishna Vibho Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadaha Vasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Naham Bhakshi Pradhanamba Sarve Nityabhi Shamshina. Smriti Satya Girasahi Samaksham Pashyame Mukham. Lord Krishna replied, "My dear mother, I've never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think they're being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it." So here it says, Satyagara. You think they have spoken the truth. If you think that they're speaking satya, satyam. These are some of the aspects of speaking mentioned by Bhagavad Gita, that one should speak the truth. And this austerity of speech, so one has to speak the truth. But here it appears that Krishna may not be speaking truth. Satyaparam satyaparam tri satyam satyasya satyam itam cha satye. In the very first prayer of the devas, when Krishna was in the womb, they describe that he is the source of truth. All truth is coming from him. Satyam param dhimahi. We worship Krishna because he is the final absolute object of meditation, truth. So he's the source of this truth. And here he's lying. Prabhupada used to quote one verse, Manimite Kritam Papam, which refers that whatever Krishna does, is even if it appears to be something sinful, if even if it, he orders something, then it is not like that. He is the source of truth. So whatever Krishna does is absolute and wonderful. And he's very tricky also. Krishna is extremely crooked. He can say and do anything at any time. Even he says, Arjuna, you declare this truth, because they may not trust me. Because a devotee is more trustworthy. Krishna likes to see the devotees glorified. And you see in Bhagavad Gita that also he displayed so many things as described here that Mother Yasoda sees. His opulence was automatically displayed. He's never lost any stage, but manifest at the proper time. In this verse, she's telling like that. Mother Yasoda challenged, "If you have not eaten earth, open your mouth." And the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda opened his mouth, although the Supreme Personality of Hare Krishna was full of opulence, did not disturb his mother's parental affection. So although Krishna, who can say what Mother Yasoda is going to see in Krishna's mouth, one thing? Oh, we have some hands. Okay. What? Loud. The whole universe? Okay, what else? You can just say it.
Everything.
That's good, everything. What do you say?
Herself.
Herself. That's good, yeah. And what was she doing when she saw herself? What? Yeah. She was looking in Krishna's mouth. What else? What? Yeah. But she thought she might be what? She thought she might be what? Dreaming. Actually, in the end of the fourth canto, it says that this whole material world is a dream. Swapna is a dream. So we're dreaming that, and she said, and she even said that, I think I'm Mother Yasoda, and that I'm the queen of Vrindavan. Even though she's in a transcendental place, and she's a transcendental person, but still she's giving us a good example, because we're dreaming in this material world that we are, who are you? We're thinking I'm so-and-so. We're always getting an illusion thinking I'm so-and-so. But the goal of Krishna consciousness is to realize what? That we are spirit soul servant of Krishna, and that, but she's already servant of Krishna, so her dream is transcendental. But we're dreaming that we're so-and-so, if we're a little kid or old, or so the body's changing, deinosmin. Mm-hmm. Right. What does the verse say? Who gives the translation? Loud. Okay. So that means that we're kind of dreaming in a way that we're so-and-so, we're a little kid. Now you think you're a little kid. Who here thinks they're old? And you guys? Is that, you think you're old?
No.
She does, look.
No.
But actually, she probably is, at least in knowledge. Because most people are ignorant of that. They think somehow they totally identify with their body. And when you go to an ordinary school, they enforce this. That's why I probably called ordinary schools slaughterhouse, because they're slaughtering atmaha, they're slaughtering the not natural knowledge of the soul, that I'm spirit soul and I'm passing through this material world. It's very temporary. So Mother Yasoda was showing this example in this pastime, although she is in great ecstasy, and in this purport is saying that Krishna was not disturbing the ecstasy of his mother's affection. Not disturbing the ecstasy of his mother's affection. Nidram. There's some sleeping, dreaming going on. So in this dreaming stage of, who's dreaming? Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is dreaming. Is your yoga nidra. But in his dream, he's fully conscious. So conscious that he's also ketravyam chapi mambudhi savaketeshu bharata. He is dreaming, but he knows everything at the same time. Although we are knowing what's going on in our body, but Krishna is knowing what's going on in everybody's body at the same time. So he's never in ignorance, and if he's lying, he's just simply to increase. This verse is quoted here, Krita Punya Punja, Itang Satam Brahma. This is in the 12th chapter, it says. Itam Satam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya. This was the Agasura pastime just before. It's described that these cowherd boys are so fortunate. Itam Satam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya. Dasangatanam Paradavitena. Mayashitanam Dhanadavikena. Krita Punya Punja. These cowherd boys, if they have to amass heaps of pious, we can't even imagine what kind of pious activity they could possibly have done. Sometimes pious activities are inconceivable. Even the gopis are envious of the fruit. Wow, they're going early today. Must have a big test. Field trip. Feel good trip. That's one of the things that Mother Yasoda saw in the mouth of Krishna, that the touch sensation, feel good. So you have to think about that all day, about Krishna when you go out on a field trip. Where are you going?
Oh.
Satagun. It's a Satagun trip. They're not going to like a weird museum or a zoo or get swallowed by the tiger of material energy. So in this verse that Prabhupada quoted, Krita Punya Punya, the first part says, Itam Satam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya. Those Ye Itamam Prabhajante Itam Satay Vajami. Krishna is satisfying everyone. The impersonalist, they're thinking that he is the impersonal, Sukhana Bhutya. Dasangatanam Paradaivatena. For the devotees who have accepted Krishna, they are the servants of Krishna. Because when we look into the mouth of Krishna, we're along with Mother Yasoda, or when we see Lord Vamadeva, he's also very tricky. He comes as a small bhatu, brahmacharya, or sometimes he's called a dwarf, because he's small, but he's Krishna. So when he began to take his first step, he appeared to envelop, encompass the entire universal manifestation. And those Brahmanas, they were also very fortunate, along with Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was sitting on the throne of Indra, and he could see from there, along with all the sages, he could see Vamanadeva appearing with all the universal in his forehead. There was anger in his eyebrows. He could see the clouds and along the waist. The demigods were in the chest. He could see himself also, similarly. Grig drishya vichar. But in all cases, there's a seer. So when it says sukhanu bhutya, the impersonals, they only accept this impersonal. This is a dvaitavad. But these pastimes, they're again and again enforcing and proving the Chintya Beta Beta philosophy. There's always a seer. The seer may be very insignificant also, but he's seen. Grig drishya vichar. What the seer, who is the seer? What is seen? Something is always seen. Atava bahunaitena kim gatena pavarjuna vishtabhya ham idam kritstam ekam senestitojagat. What to speak of this entire universe? Krishna says many universes with a tiny fragment. Ekam senestitojagat. This whole universe, all many universes are coming and going like in little tiny bubbles. Jagati, all the universes are entering and then coming out. Well, Mother Yasoda could see all that, just as Arjuna saw it in this universal form of Krishna. But she somehow was still maintaining this, as probably quoted here, Tadana Bayan Mityokti Vatsalya Rasapushika. Sometimes a small child speaks lies. And if a small child is speaking lies, people don't become offended. Even so much so that Nimai Pandit, he was doing so much mischief. And he wasn't a tiny little boy, he was a little older. He used to go down to the Ganga and create total havoc, splashing brahmanas, spitting at them. Can you imagine? Spitting at brahmanas and girls. He would take the women's clothes and switch it with the men's clothes. And these are brahmanas. And it was very embarrassing for them. Like, they'd come out and there's a sari, the dhoti is gone. I mean, what could be more crazy? And then he would propose and he would sit on the throne. These brahmanas would have their shivalingam or their deity on the bank of the Ganga, and he would take it and he would sit on the throne, and then he would eat their offerings and throw the flowers all over the place or wear them, and then he would splash people with his feet. This is considered so offensive, and spitting, and then go up behind people, little kids, and yell in the ear all of a sudden. Wah! I mean, total mischief, unbelievable, mad. And the people were just flipped out, and they would decide at different times to make big complaint. The Brahmins got together, you know, the ladies, the girls, they came to Mother Sachi, they said, "There's Nimai, he's doing..." But then, as they would see Nimai, they would forget all about it. Just like this is Maya Maya. Sometimes there's Maya, but this is the Yoga Maya power. And Krishna's called the source of this. His name is Maya Maya. It's mentioned there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So when they would come to complain, just as these gopis were complaining, these persons also, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, don't think they're any more less fortunate than these gopis in Vrindavan. They're not. Just as the mother and father of Nimai Pandit, Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra, they were so fortunate. Even the Vedas cannot even sing Koti Muke with millions and millions, hundreds of thousands of bows. They cannot sing, even begin to get sumuchaya to the end of the good fortune that Mother Yasoda. And they used to even say, some of those young girls, the Brahmin girls, they would see Mother Sachi and they would say, "But your son, he is like what we've heard of the son of Nanda Maharaj. He's making so much mischief. Then when we see him, we cannot complain anymore. He is so tricky." He would say, no, they're all right. He would tell his friends that if my father comes here, you just say, I haven't been here until Nehemiah. We never saw him. So that's not exactly the truth. But being under the spell of Nehemiah, they would tell Jeconiah's ministry, no, Nehemiah hasn't been here. He would finish school after 6 hours, but they were feeling, even though it was two praharas, 6 hours, it felt yugas of separation. And then they would hear these complaints. Jeconiah Misha and Mother Sachi, they were feeling this so much love, just as Yasoda and Nanda. And then when Nina would come back, first of all, Jeconiah Misha would go in there and look for him. And he couldn't find him. He would come back, and there he was. He's home. And he's all dry, and he has the same exact clothes on. And he has ink spots from school. They use some kind of ink on his hands that look like bumblebees flying around a beautiful champak flower. Sometimes we're getting champak, not today. The plumeria flowers, champaks. They have different colors of golden and whitish golden and sometimes pink. So Nehemiah is compared to that effulgent champak flower, and the spots on his hands and his body of ink, just like bumblebees flying around this wonderful flower of Nehemiah. But as soon as people would see him come to big complaint, just like these gopis, they would just forget everything and become mesmerized. And then they would do it in jest. Say, oh, so they're not, but Jeconiah Misha became very angry. He went, oh, I'll tie him up. Mother Sachi said, I'll tie him up and leave him here. He won't be able to go anywhere. All this, giving me, you're a Brahmin boy. Why are you doing like that? But still, they would forget. So this is the Yoga Maya Vatsaya Ras. That Nehemiah and Krishna, they're overwhelmingly ecstatic. And no one can remember. As soon as they see them, they forget all their complaints. Don't do anything. No, we're just joking. They would come angry, but then as soon as they would see Nehemiah again, they would forget all their complaints. No, we're only joking, just like these gopis would complain and come and say, it's okay, Krishna, your little Gopal, it's okay. They would become completely mesmerized, overcome with ecstasy. So this is the nature that Krishna has. And he's showing all this power just in his mouth. So many dentists, they're looking in people's mouths every day. But what do they see? Do they see this? No, they see, they can, if they're devotees, they might be thinking, like, looking. Will I today see in Gopal's mouth? Actually, I think dentists have a high rate of suicide from looking in people's mouths. It's so disgusting. And giving people pain every time, you know, like this. Oh, please open. Sometimes you forget to open or something, and they say, open? They look in your mouth, but they don't see anything very pleasant. But in this case, Mother Yasoda is seeing everything very wonderfully. And we take great relish again and again. Vayam tu navatrityama uttama shokalila yakshinmatam rasaganam swaro swaro padaya padaya. The devotees, as described in first canto, even they hear this again and again. These sages were speaking in Naimisharanya. Please, speak it again. Even when Arjuna was speaking with Krishna, he said the same thing. I never tire. Shunyato nasti nematam. I never tire of hearing your nectarine words. So we never tire of hearing this. We hear it over and over. It decreases. Rather, tired, it increases. Mundane things, they decrease very rapidly. But such pastimes as this Mother Yasoda looking in the mouth of Krishna, they're always nitya nirvana vayamana. Anandam buddhi valdanaika nipano saddhama samstha. This is the saddhama. We're linking up with the eternal Dharma. We have to perform this eternal Dharma. We want to get to the Param Dham, and we have to perform these activities in pure goodness, unalloyed goodness. And what are those activities? They're very blissful. Simply hearing and chanting. Shravan Kirtan Jale Kaurya Se Chan. We're watering our little plant of devotion daily, every day. 1989. It is said also that when the sages looked in at the eyes, when Baba Maharaj looked at the eyes of Amma in the universal form like this, the opening of his eyes was day and the closing of his eyes was night, and they could see the day and the night like that. Unlimited. Shingato nasti nimitam. And Arjuna offered so many wonderful prayers about that universal form. Kashami devam tava devi dehe. He's seen all the devas. Yomamajinanadim chaveti lokamaheshvaram. Just like Krishna is saying in the 10th chapter also, oh, none of these sages, none of these devas can understand me because I am the source of them. So that is what is seen in this ecstatic universal form, the different types of universal forms. Ultimately, Mother Yasoda said, okay, just close your mouths. It was inconceivable. And Arjuna also, he said, I don't want to see this universal form. I want to see your Drishtavanasi Yannama, your wonderful Manusham form with two arms. First he saw the form, and he said, okay, I just want to see it. And then Krishna also said, yes, mat kanakrim mat paramo mat bhakta sangavarjita. Just become my devotee. Do everything for me. It was only by this type of devotion, not by this awe and reverence, aishvarya. So the devotees, they're not interested in this aishvarya rasa so much. They have to understand it first. But to get to this position, as it says here, kutta punya punya, of the coward boys and the gopis, all the residents of Braj who are seeing Krishna or are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is inconceivable amount of good fortune. A whole bhagyam. It cannot be estimated what kind of fortune. Ayurupe bhamanda bhamite kona bhagyavana jeev. Bhagyavan. Someone who's fortunate, Adyapya, even today he can see these pastimes, especially it says that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on in Navadvipa. One who's very fortunate, Kona Kona Bhagavan. Fortunate persons, they will see these pastimes going on at all the time. They won't see at all the material energy. How do they get to that? They become so absorbed. To have so much faith, shadaya, shushu shou shadadana shavasudeva gatava chihi. By their enthusiasm, this word shraddha, it means enthusiasm, utsaha. So it is all up to us. The more enthusiasm that we have for hearing and chanting the transcendental leelas, then the more we'll be able to see them all the time. And the more we're slacking on that, then the less we'll see them. So it is up to us. Not that Prabhupada said that, oh, I will become Krishna conscious if so-and-so becomes Krishna conscious. If my mother becomes Krishna conscious, then I will become Krishna conscious. Or my father. No. You have to come. It is up to you. It is not up to anybody else. We all have our own choice. Yate chasi tata kuru, Krishna tells Arjuna. Now I've described everything, all yoga systems, shown you the universal form, I've told you, but still, nashoshasi vananshasi, yadahankara. If you still want to maintain your ahankara, just like Mother Yasoda, she's acting like she's in this ahankara. No, I'm thinking I'm Mother Yasoda. So what to speak of us? We're thinking we're this illusory body. This has to be given up. Sarva parivanyam muktam tatparatana. Nimalam, we have to go. Nimalam, finished with all this dirt. The material illusion, then we can more and more appreciate this position of Mother Yasoda and relish again and again. And that's being stressed here also. Many births of devotional service. One should not consider these transactions of transcendental service to be untruthful accusations. Yeah, there are mundane people. We're cautioned again and again because mundane persons, Krishna's Kaviraj describes them like camels. They cannot enter into the pastimes of Nimai or Nitai or Gopal Krishna here. because they sometimes they're thinking if they see even a discussion between Nityananda and Advaita where they're having this ecstatic argument, you're some kind of smarter Brahmin. You're somebody we don't even know Advaita Acharya is telling. So sometimes people are such illusion, they're thinking they're actually arguing and that they actually have some difference. They don't have any difference. These are ecstatic leelas. But someone who is impure, if we remain impure, we cannot enter into that ecstatic. These are so subtle, transcendental, beyond subtle. The more we maintain our mundane mentality, lobe, calm, crowed, adichari, nitya bas. We're all decorated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he's describing that nitya basi. I always tell lies. And I'm decorated with all these demoniac qualities. So he's taking himself as one of us, that we're all decorated with these things. We actually tell lies to further benefit ourselves, our sense gratification. But here there's no such tinge in any of these leelas. All simply ecstatic. We tell lies, it's simply perverted reflection. If we steal also, so many thieves. Everyone is thief. Big thief, small thief. Prabhupada said, well, you're just a smaller thief. One man was telling, one big industrialist telling, Prabhupada asked him what his business was. And he said, oh, I'm doing this and this and that. And he said, Prabhupada said, yes, you're simply a thief. He's on the morning walk with Prabhupada. Prabhupada never held back like that. Very straightforward. Then he said something to rationalize. He said, no, but actually I do this and this and this. I just do this. So many pious things. But I said, okay, so you're a little smaller thief, that's all. So unless one is completely transcendental on the level of Srila Prabhupada, then we always remain a little bit of a rascal, cheat, thief, doing some maya. But this mundane qualities have nothing to do with this transcendental leelas. They're pure, nirmalam, spotless. So if any comments on this?
So we've seen sometimes so many of these activities seems contrary to social etiquette, but yet we have to see that they're good, so to speak. You know, whatever the Lord does, even though it seems contrary to social
etiquette. They're more than good, they're on the highest transcendental ecstatic level, and they're nourishing all these different akhila rasamrita murti, the form of all rasas. You know, the stimulation for all the different vatsala ras and kanjura ras. Just to say they're good is not giving much credit.
So, yeah, that's right. So how can the bhaktas and the non-devotees understand these things?
How can the bhaktas understand them?
Yeah, like non-devotees and so.
Well, the bhaktas can understand them to some degree, but the non-devotees, they can't understand it. What do you mean? Non-devotee means he has to follow the principles strictly. He can't understand anything. Without following the regulations, four regs, he won't understand anything. You identify it. Atmavamanyate jagat. You think, well, I would steal. Well, if he's stealing, then yeah, this is mundane. You know. He's having so many gopis and, you know, he can have so many names and everything is his. Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam prabhavatate. Matstani sarvabhutani, nachaham teshavasta. He's there. He's now, doesn't even have to be in this material world to maintain it. I'm in it, but I'm also not in it. He's enjoying by himself. Nijalala porno. He's self-satisfied. So gradually one understands it. You're trying to, why are you asking about non-devotees? Non-devotees, they have no desire to understand it, so.
read some of the pastimes, let us say, you know, they're trying to become devotees. So you have to say, like a non-devotee.
Well, this one verse they probably quote, that itam satam brahma sukhana bhujya, he's the same person. The impersonalist, the Advaitavada, is taking as the sukhana bhujya and mayashutanam dharadharakena. Those who are under the shelter or entrapped in Maya, they're taking him to be mundane. But that can't be helped unless they want to help themselves. So how can they understand it? They have to get purified. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Vigiram. Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dusha Adyatna Nitya Vinavitya Kama. He has to give up karma, as it says in the 15th chapter of the Gita. He has to get free of his false ego, Nirmana Moha Jita. He has to conquer over this material energy. He has to give up bad association, Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha. Jita Sangha Dosha means the fault of bad association. So whether he's a devotee or not devotee, it doesn't matter. His spirit soul, he has to take and have faith in Krishna's instruction. Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Jyatna Mithya Vinavitta Kama Sukaduka Sangha. In this way, he has to give up mundane happiness and become transcendental mundane happiness and misery. Gacchantya Mudha Padamab, then Gacchantya Mudha, then he's Amudha, then when he gives up being Mudha, otherwise Abhijananti Ma Mudha, Manashintana Ma Shrita. If he's Mudha, then the Manashintana, he'll think that Krishna is a mundane person. Param, but then Krishna says, Param Bhavam Ajananto, he's Ajananto, he's ignorant. He doesn't know, I'm Param Bhavam. My nature is Param. Parasatya, Param Bhavam Ajananto. I'm a Bhuta Maheshwara, and I am the Lord of everything. So the only way is if you go out and preach to them and learn the Shastra, and we go out and Harinam. Prabhupada said it in 1969, he wrote one letter that you can close the temple. Deity worship, temple worship is not important. Go out. It's most important, chant 16 rounds, go out and chant. This is Prabhupada's mission. To save people, not to just hang around and do a few artiks, ring the bells. Prabhupada criticizes his godbrothers for that. So we have to always hear what is the goal. We may not be doing it, but if we continue to hear, then we'll... Well, yes, that's why I'm supposed to be doing that. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, wait a minute. That's why we have to hear the Bhajan, Jeev Jago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up, sleeping soul. Nisha, Nidra Bhashe, we're under the control of sleep. Radha Krishna Bola Bola, Bola Rai Sobai. Kacha Habu Dubu, while you're being dunked in this material energy, Bhashe, you're under the control. Maya Bhashe, Jachu Beshi, Kacha Habu Dubu, boy. We're under the control of Maya Bhashe. We want to become under the direct control of Krishna. We're indirectly now under the control of Krishna. But we want to become direct, just like Mother Yasoda, these coward boys, these other people complaining. But the only way is to become very enthusiastic about following the directions of spiritual master. Or else Prabhupada said, you'll simply sleep. If you don't listen to my instruction, you'll simply sleep and smoke ganja and sell the temple. You'll decide it's Gola Graha. It's simply a burden on my neck. Guru has left us with his burden. We have to go out, get some money, you know, maintain, and, you know, just like so many temples, probably didn't like that at all in India. There are the pujari, you know, he gets up, or sometime doesn't, maybe not at any particular time, opens. If someone comes and gives some rupees, he opens up the door, the curtain. Shravagam Dvara, Dvara, Bada Bandham, this is Bhakti Siddhanta said, they're opening the door of the deity just to get money. He made a pun that it's like cracking nuts with Shalagram, breaking nuts. You take the shell of Amshila, he's Krishna, you're just cracking nuts. You probably saw somebody doing that one time. So there, how everything is degraded after the Acharya leaves. So those who are more powerful were able to maintain the standard. Prabhupada used to say, he said so many times before, just before he left the planet, he said, I don't have faith in any one of you, but all together you might do something. You may do something. So, no one should become so puffed up to think, oh, I heard one guru, ex-guru, said that I did 10 times more than Prabhupada. And he was drinking a beer when he said it. So it's easy to get so puffed up. Any other questions? All right, Hare Krishna.